Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I want to go quickly to Army and Police. Army guy I was going to next. He just hung up. 800-259-9231. I want to get your take on what you've seen. Coming up, I'm going to play clips. They're openly trying to say the Tea Party did it, as I told you they would do. Now, that doesn't mean that's not who they won't ultimately blame, but you know, we called it first, and it's not hard to call it. Let's go ahead and go to Tom, who is a police officer in Iowa. What is your take on all this, Tom?
God bless you, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Yes, sir, I can.
Oh, God bless you and the crew for risking your lives, breaking the real news. I salute you. I've been in law enforcement for 25 years. This was absolutely a false flag. I'm just wondering when they're going to bring their Adam Lanza or James Holmes out and try their truth serum that is totally fake drug. I'm just wondering when they're going to bring out their next patsy that is DARPA program, all drugged up on Prozac, Zoloft. But I have a hint that this patsy is probably going to be a patriot extremist. Never know what kind of characters they have in their programs. So I'm thinking they will find him, take him to jail, frame him like the Batman shooter, Sandy Hook. White House pissed.
You know what, Tom? Your phone broke up there. Are you on a hands-free? Or go ahead and try again. You were talking about their DARPA programs. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering when they're bringing out their next patsy that is in a DARPA program. All drugged up on Prozac, Zoloft, but I have a hint that this patsy's probably going to be a patriot extremist. Never know what kind of character they have in their programs. So I'm thinking they will find him, take him to jail, frame him like the Batman shooter or the Sandy Hook hoax.
They do is keep you on Halcyon. One pill they use to extract wisdom teeth. To drug you up. You don't even know who you are when they're ripping your teeth out. They just give you a couple of those every day and give you a couple extra when you go before the trial, and you'll say that you're a monkey's uncle. You'll say that you're King Kong. You'll say that you're, you know, Popeye. I mean, and now they're saying that they're drugging Holmes for the trial, and he's obviously bombed out of his brain. They could grab me and put me on it and roll me out to say I did whatever they want. I mean, you're absolutely right. But, hey, what about every TV show saying right-wingers are going to blow stuff up, building up? It's so obvious that's when they're about to do it, is when they run 6 months of that. That's the biggest thing right there, is the entire propaganda operation. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. They got Pillsbury Doughboy getting pat-downs. They're just trying to get us. Our mindset for having the army right here out on the roads.
That's it. Now, when you talk to other police that you know, are they starting to wake up?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of the state police? Now, that's a feedback there. What do you think of the state police coming out and saying, hey, we're in meetings with the feds asking if we'll arrest Christians en masse? I mean, how creepy is this getting?
It's terrible. This pretty soon we're just all going to be in FEMA camps.
Well, I hope that's not the case. God bless you. By the way, I talked to Eric Mueller, Mancow, this morning. I was on via phone on his number one TV show, simulcast radio show in Chicago. And he said, listen, yesterday I got photos of this. By the way, ask Rob Dew about it. I told him to send them there. I talked to his producer. He's driving along and sees an army truck with blonde-haired, blue-eyed dummies, bags, with bullet holes in them and dirt falling out. So he follows it to a gas station when they pull off. And he goes over and talks to the army troops, and they go, yeah, no, we were at an exercise, preparing for civil unrest. And of course, you have the targets of 5-year-olds they're shooting. You have the admission of those drills. But he said reportedly they sent him to Rob Dew, guys. I forgot to tell you about that. He's got photos of a truck full of the dummies with, like, you know, wigs on them of, like, blonde-haired women. And again, my issue is it's always, quote, white al-Qaeda. And now the state police have come out going, yeah, we're being asked, will we go to take only the Christians' guns? I mean, it's like, will you arrest only the Jews? I mean, it's just pure tyranny. We're going to come back with Dave, Brian, Craig, and others.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two on this 16th day of April 2013. Coming up, popping in, Joel Skousen, a World Affairs Brief, really an expert on terrorism. Doug Hagman, also an expert on terrorism, Northeast Intelligence Network, joining us. And then Stuart Rose, who's actually driving on his way to Boston right now for the Oath Keepers event on the 19th, the law enforcement and police military organization that swears to uphold the Bill of Rights and Constitution that they swore an oath to. How incredibly evil that the media has been demonizing and claiming might be involved in terrorism with no evidence. He's going to be joining us as well. So a jam-packed 2 hours coming up. If your station just joined us, if you go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have local witnesses on local TV saying that we're running a drill, saying, don't worry, it's only part of a drill, with bomb-sniffing dogs. My reporter, Rob Dew, his brother-in-law, who's in Army intelligence and part of the official Army marathon team, was pulled out, quote, for dehydration and sent to the hospital. They came and pulled him out. He thought it was weird. They pulled him out. He was up near the front at the end of the race when the bomb went off. They pulled him out right before. Very, very bizarre. And they're trying to deny that even went on. They're trying to deny that there was a drill. or that their guys were on the roofs. So very suspicious. And I've told you, I've seen troops on the streets, TSA checkpoints where I live. They're saying, get ready for the Tea Party to bomb America, which is the last thing the Tea Party would ever do. We know the globalists staged Oklahoma City. I'm in the film A Noble Lie that we sell that has police officers there talking about the feds planting the bombs. Eyewitnesses to the fact that this very attorney general, who was deputy attorney general at the time, was involved in a cover-up. This is the same attorney general that ran Fast and Furious, that's killed thousands of people. Some numbers are 400. That's the most conservative. The most numbers are over 2,000. They run false flags. They've given 10,000 heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia has been given control of Libya and Syria. Our government and NATO are backing them. So they're saying on one hand it could be Al-Qaeda, and then saying Iran could be involved when Iran and Al-Qaeda are at each other's throats, one Shiite, one Sunni. And then on the other hand, I'm about to play a bunch of clips and then go to your phone calls here. David, Brian, Craig, all of you, John, Eddie, we're going to get to all of you. Police, military, I want to hear from you on this. We have people that were at the marathon. Brian was at the marathon. We'll go to him first. Eddie, friend is a Fed, has intel. We're going to get to all of you. Just have your point quickly ready. But here's the deal. They want to use this to turn America into a police state. Okay? And that's who stands to gain. It's bigger than Obama. And they've been gearing up for this to happen. And that's why they're the prime suspects. That is somebody inside the shadow government. Because they've been caught doing it before. They stand to gain from it. And we've been predicting it. And you've seen the incredible buildup and propaganda in every drama, every sitcom, every police show, that the Tea Party is going to blow up public events. Just every show. I turn on TV, you see it. Shows about remaking houses inject it somehow into nonfiction shows. I mean, it's just everywhere. Everywhere. It's the full demonization, and the police are being told, prepare to mass arrest Christians. That's in mainstream news, Fox News, and it seems crazy. That's all coming out now. Okay, are they getting ready, you know, peeking everybody's entrance like a whodunit, Agatha Christie, whodunit? Oh, is it the Muslims? And notice, it's Muslims right-wing. There's only two groups. It's right-wingers and Muslims. It's right-wingers and Al-Qaeda. See, now they're flipping the script. From Al-Qaeda to right-wingers. They may go ahead and say it's Al-Qaeda. But the point is they're already introducing right-winger Tea Party is the same as Al-Qaeda. Gun owner, same as Al-Qaeda. Regardless, this is the psych warfare event. And I said it and was demonized. I said it within 2 minutes of it being announced yesterday in overdrive with Richard Belzer, right at 3 o'clock Central when all this stuff happened, right at 4 Eastern. I said it, and within minutes, Salon, document cam shot, please. Within minutes, for TV viewers, you can watch us right now, free streams at Infowars.com/listen. Okay, so here's the document cam right here. Alex Jones, Boston explosion, a government conspiracy. And I said it will be a false flag to be blamed on the Tea Party and expand TSA reach. Now, that was my tweets. That's what I said on air. And they love the fact that one of the people tweeting for me did a typo, so it's real funny for them. You try doing a radio show and tweeting. Here's the blaze. With absolutely no evidence, Alex Jones calls Boston Marathon a false flag. Okay, they actually have my tweet. I said, our hearts go out to all those that have been hurt or killed, but the FBI has been behind virtually every domestic event, and I linked to the New York Times actually saying that. Doesn't matter. Then later, the blaze came out an hour later and said they're going to blame right wing. So instead of being saying I'm right, and I'm not at odds with the blaze, they're always doing this to me, okay? Now, look who he's with, the George Soros mediaite. Alex Jones declares Boston a false flag operation, FBI behind every terror plot. No, I linked to the New York Times saying that, and I'm about to show you. So, again, act like only I said it, and find a picture of me wearing camo that I wear maybe once a month to make it look like I'm in the militia, which is nothing wrong with that. Here you go. CNN national security analyst. Now, see, I'm a kook for saying this, but 1 hour later, CNN national security analyst warns of right-wing extremists behind Boston bombings. Boom. And we have a video clip of that we're going to do in a minute. Axelrod, top White House minion, operative in the media. Obama thinks Boston bombings could be related to Tax Day, a patriot group. Oh, I thought I was a kook. I thought I was wrong. Salon, Mediaite, Media Matters, Glenn Beck. Look at this. Real Clear Politics. Sink saying, you know, it could be a right-wing guy. The Young Turks. CNN, right-wing extremists to blame for explosions. WorldNet Daily. Boston Marathon explosions already being blamed on the right from the blaze. Well, wait a minute. I thought without any proof I said that was going to happen. I mean, I thought I'm a bad guy. But then right there, again, just come on, man. We're in the same trench. Stop doing this to me. Boston Marathon, the initial theories. London Independent, they predict it's right-wing extremists. Boom, I'm right again. Irish Examiner, right-wing. Expert says right-wing terrorists most likely have bombed Boston. That's how you demonize your political opposition. You bomb stuff, blame it on them. Can't beat them fair and square, stage a bombing, blame them. Without facts, pundits spread rumors and blame Boston bombing on the government. CBS News, what do you mean without facts? There's a drill, but you claim, I claim there's a drill. CNN National Security Analyst warns of right-wing extremists behind Boston bombings. Town Hall, boom. Breitbart, same headline. Wolf Blitzer. Okay, so let's get it established. I said they would do this, not because I have a big brain. It's a no-brainer. Then I'm going to your phone calls. And then I'm wrong when it all comes true. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they are setting up to have these all over the country. If we accept this, get into the fear, the media is hyping it. This is the whole paradigm shift to go into total martial law to stop the Tea Party bombing everybody and to get Republicans to apologize for what the Tea Party's done. If they blame it on the Tea Party and Republicans apologize, it's over. Total communist takeover run by foreign offshore banks. We've got to understand they stand to gain from this. They have the history. They did Fast and Furious. Now, let's play a few of these clips and then go to your calls. Here's Bill O'Reilly last night saying, hey, Patriots Day, just saying. Here it is.
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Perhaps it's a coincidence, but this week marks the anniversary of attacks in Oklahoma City, Columbine, Colorado, and Virginia Tech. Also, the Waco assault in 1993.
Okay, so there's O'Reilly doing his job. BBC, here's BBC saying it 1 hour after the attacks, minutes after I said it, saying they blame us. Here's BBC.
And the other thing I think I'd say is that if this does turn out to be terrorism, don't immediately jump to conclusions about who's responsible. There's some, it's more than rumor, it's chatter from within the intelligence services that suggests that it might not be what one's mind perhaps leaps to of Islamic radicals, but that it could be homegrown extremists who of course have attacked in the past within America.
Indeed, one recalls the Oklahoma bomb, of course, which was attributed initially to Islamic terrorists and turned out to be homegrown.
Yes, exactly. And there's reports that happened on the night. I'm saying reports because I just haven't had time to check it out. That happened also on Patriot Day, which is today, the first Monday in April. So that might have a special significance. And we know that the Homeland Security have...
Oh, thank God for Homeland Security. Let's never look at Homeland Security. I mean, security services for hundreds of years have been famous for staging their own bombings and shootings to take control. They're always the number one culprit taught in mainline criminology and history books. But Alex Jones said, hey, they're running a drill and told people be calm before it happened. And we're pulling members of the Army running team out to protect them right before it happened. Oh, Alex Jones says they're going to blame the right wing, which they're doing. He's bad. Let's go to the Young Turks talking about it. And then we'll go to break and come back with your calls. Here's the Young Turks.
Some who believe it might be right-wing terrorists. That suspicion is also understandable. Let me give you a sense of why. First of all, it was tax day. Second of all...
All right, let's move on from him. I want to get to Chris Matthews. Let's go to Chris Matthews trying to blame us. Again, I said they do this.
It's Patriots Day. It's the Marathon Day. It's the Kennedy Library always up there. And also, as you point out, and I just forgot because I filed already, that it's filing day for the federal income tax, which does cause some emotions around the country, sometimes in the wrong parts of the brain. Anyway, thank you, Congressman Kinney, for joining us from Massachusetts. Well, Michael, tax day today. That came
that's
up.
Enough. Get it off there. And I've got more and more clips. And then I've got Glenn Beck saying, how dare I say they'd blame the right wing? I mean, obviously that was going to happen. And again, I expect it from George Soros groups. And I still, Olive Branch, God bless you. Fine. If you think you're going to be safe with these people, because they're guaranteed going to do stuff and blame it on you, Glenn. They're guaranteed. They've already done it to me before. They're going to, in mass shootings, you name it, they're going to go look on a computer. If the person ever visited your website, they're going to blame you. And I'll be there protecting you when it happens, because I'm not a scumbag. We're going to come back with police and military. Then we've got Joel Skousen. Stay there, David, John, Brian, Eddie, Craig. We're going to Brian, who was at the marathon. We come back. Stay with us. Call her straight ahead.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know they're going to exploit this crisis either way. I have predicted it up one side and down the other. I believe they're going to try to blame it on domestic groups, maybe even claim domestic groups are working with Al-Qaeda, because that's been in this bizarre new script they've been putting out. This is all scripted, designed to target low-grade morons that are the general public, unfortunately. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. Then I've got a big data dump of info coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with calls. Dan Bedani's going to be popping in. So is Joel Skousen. So is the head of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, today. But without further ado, Brian in Mass says you were at the marathon. Thank you for calling in today. Glad you're okay, or hope you're okay. What can you tell us, sir?
Well, thanks, Alex, for putting me on the show here today. I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I want to do is, I don't know if I have bad luck or not. I'm actually originally from Connecticut. I actually work at Newtown High School. I'm a coach there, but my girlfriend lives up here, and she goes to BU, and I decided to do the 5K run before, the day before the Boston Marathon they do, and it was the same exact pretty much run down there by the finals. So I kind of ran down there the day before running by all that stuff, which was kind of pretty eerie. But where it happened, where I was about a mile and a half from where it ended on Beacon. And I didn't hear the bombs where I were, but my girlfriend's roommate was down there a little bit closer, and she heard everything. And it was just incredible. And just to relate back to the Sandy Hook thing, and I've been doing a lot of research there, been listening to YouTube for a while, and everything is just going, you know, everything is just twisted, and everything is kind of just bringing itself together. All these false flag events are really, you know, the same feeling from Sandy Hook I'm getting here now, and it was hard to sleep last night.
Well, look, I mean, this is a global corporate empire. It's got to have events to keep control of the people. And I'm just glad they didn't kill more people to sell their police state. But it's not going well for them, just like the underwear bomber. The government got the guy on the plane. We broke that here. And later it came out in Congress that, indeed, they ordered him to be allowed on the plane, and that everybody said he was drugged up. So I'm glad you're okay. Good to hear from you. And let's go to the next caller here. Let's go to Eddie in Texas. Says his friend is a Fed, has intel. Eddie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I was just sitting here, and a buddy of mine, he has a federal job, and he told me, I got to stop by your shop. And I said, sure, why not? So he comes over here, and he tells me, you know, we talk about the bombing and whatnot, and then he tells me, okay, there's reasons I can't give you, but I feel bad if I didn't give you a warning. Buy as much ammo as you can. The only thing I can tell you is buy as much ammo as you can. His friend in the Pentagon he will not give me any critical information as to why, but he just told me, buy as much ammo as you can, double it. I don't care if you have 21 shotguns or whatever, you double that by the end of the month.
Wow, so you talked to your source, and he said his friend at the Pentagon, he just said, get as much ammo as you can.
That's exactly what he said, and I told him, did they declare martial law in Boston? He said, no, they declared a state of emergency. It's different. And I said, well, you know, I heard different things, and he said, all I'm going to tell you and all I'm authorized to tell you is the same thing I've been telling you. Buy more ammo.
I mean, absolutely. Look, the state police came out in Colorado last week and said, we've been told to prepare to confiscate the guns of Christians only. I mean, right there, the whole government should be arrested. I mean, and then Fox News reports, yeah, the army's being told evangelicals and Catholics and other Christians are in with Al-Qaeda, and they're listed as extremists. I mean, it's an authoritarian takeover. And we're going to get Joel Skousen's take on this. You know, he's always thinking it's more down the road, but they can always move timetables up when they're behind. I mean, you got all the North Korea craziness going on, the Iran craziness. And maybe they're testing us right now, but we're going to find out. Thank you, Eddie. Let's talk to Dave, who's in the Marine Corps. Dave, what is your take on all this?
How you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing too good. I mean, have I not been saying? I mean, when every show says the Tea Party's going to blow up public events, I mean, that's pre-programming. I mean, I've seen them do this before. But this looks bad. Go ahead. What do you think's happening?
I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening. Martial art is coming in a couple of days. The next thing is, in the video, 2 seconds before the blast, in intel, the lady with the black shirt, black shorts, she's the last one to cross the finish line before the bombs goes off. The four first letters are 1979. That is very important. Every historical event in 1979 leads up to what's has started in January and leads up to December. Margaret Thatcher, she became prime minister in 79. Iran with the hostages in 1979. Also, You have in 1979.
Hold on, stay there. Joel Scouse is coming up. I won't be able to finish.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To 2 p.m. We're here live. We're now into the middle of the show, in the middle of the second hour. Joel Scalzin, who heads up World Affairs Brief and, of course, was a Marine Corps fighter pilot during the Vietnam era and is really an expert on geopolitical actions and activities, is going to be joining us here in just a moment. Obviously, I get so focused on big news events like this that I don't even talk about our sponsors or the different things that I'm doing. Remember to support InfoWars.com. Remember to buy the books, the T-shirts, the films, the information at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Seed Center up there where you can get all the very best non-GMO, non-hybrid seed varieties at the lowest cost out there. We're very, very extremely competitive. The InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. the Pro Pure water filters. You can call or order them online with promo code WATER and save 10% off any of the Pro Pure or any of the water filtration systems. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com, the best system out there at the lowest price, hands down. Look at the side-by-side comparisons with the competition. And also, don't forget, we're sending out video feeds right now, as well as the free audio feeds, during this new escalation false flag event. The fingerprints are very clear. We don't just jump to those conclusions. There were drills, as usual, stand downs. Now they're saying there weren't drills, even though they're admitted. Army personnel being pulled out who were in the marathon, people we know, and told, no, you're going to for a wellness check. I'm fine. No, come with us. We've got all that going on. You've got the immediate right-wingers are behind it, but they're not ever, you know, actually finding the patsy yet, letting it grow. You've got all that happening, so we're going to get Joel Skousen's take on that in just one moment. But don't forget, you can go to InfoWars.com/listen and find the video feed, the free video feed. And please send that out on your email list, your Twitter, your Facebook, to your friends and family so they can get an alternative of what's happening. I am being demonized. How dare Alex Jones say that the Tea Party would be blamed when, of course, they did? How dare Alex Jones say that there was a drill when there was a drill? And they were, had loudspeakers saying, be calm, it's no big deal. Never mind, we're placing, you know, these pressure cooker bags next to you. It's just, they do these false flags so ham-fistedly, always the same M.O. with the drill. It looks like there weren't even probably patsies, though they'll probably present a drugged-up patsy very, very soon, bombed out of their mind on Halcyon and, you know, five other drugs. So real briefly, cut to the chase there, Dave. Is this something you speculate on the messages they like to leave calling cards, like the Ace of Spades, or is this intel you're getting from your sources in the Marine Corps?
This is intel that we get from the Marine Corps. This is a domestic false flag. It's not international. The building did not blow up. That was that would have been international. This is all domestic. This is the false flag. There is one more event that's going to take place. It's domestic, and I'll send you an email, but I can't talk more.
What you're being told by what area of the Marine Corps are you in?
I can't tell you.
Well, I mean, specifically, though, you know, sometimes they tell you guys stuff that is going to happen, but it really doesn't. But you're being told that within days there's going to be an event that triggers martial law?
Yeah. Yeah. I just watched the price of oil. Also... a certain embassy.
Well, I noticed that gold imploded yesterday. The stock market went down big time, and then all this started. Big of things afoot with Iran, big things afoot with North Korea. A very bizarre time. Thank you so much for the call, sir. God bless you. That caller sounds very credible. Government people, as I've met with them and talked to them in private, get very, you know, very, very nervous about talking about anything they're being told. But a lot of times they're in their own echo chamber with even more propaganda. Now, somebody I really respect and who's got his finger on the pulse at a lot of levels is Joel Skousen, who I just introduced to World Affairs Brief. And I don't know his take on this yet. We're going to get his full take on it right now. But again, I'll tell you, when every drama, every cop show, every sitcom, I mean, I randomly in a hotel room turn it on, and I've asked listeners about it, and they say, yeah, everything they see, every show, whether it's drama, fiction, nonfiction, news, cop shows, the Tea Party is killing children and burying them in their backyard. They're bombing the football game. They're shooting police officers. They're mass murdering. It is a full, it is greater demonization, which he deserved, that I saw of Hitler in 41, 42, 43, 44, 45 in Disney cartoons and stuff. I mean, it's to the power of 10. I mean, that we are being demonized as the enemy. And if you know military basic propaganda, I mean, this tells you, okay, we're about to be set up. I mean, it's an absolute no-brainer. I mean, you turn on MTV, anything. Joel Skousen, that right there is why I said 'tis the season. You were on 2 weeks ago, and I said, I feel a false flag is imminent. And I said that yesterday before it happened. Imminent. I mean, you have the ADL sending letters to Obama saying, we warned you, we warned Clinton right before the last bombing in 95. We're telling you it's imminent. And that's so they can grandstand and say, see, we told you it's imminent when they were in Elohim City running the compound McVeigh was in. And feds that blew the whistle got arrested like how? So, I mean, just the way they grandstand publicly, red alert. And I believe, just like I said on 9/11, I believe there'll be a bio attack now. I don't know how I knew that. That was the anthrax. And thank God the media attacked me. That's on record. Joel, I'm ranting here. What is your take on all this? I mean, not just my intel, my intellect, my spirit, my gut is just reeling off the chart and was before the show yesterday. Joel Skousen, I think this is just the beginning of something bigger.
Well, Alex, it has all of the hallmarks of a government false flag operation. The first and foremost one is they always pick high-profile events to have the maximum press coverage, the maximum impact on people, whether it's attacking a federal building in the Murrah building, which was clearly a government operation. There were other explosive devices found around that building, and the local television station took pictures of them. They were told to shut down those pictures and not show any of that. They wanted to especially point that to a right-wing terrorist, which they did. There were many other things about that, including eliminating the earthquake seismographs, which showing two explosions. They edited out the films of the various convenience stores, which went off during the explosion. The films would have shown shaking twice inside the building. They removed those.
Sure, and FBI agents came out in the L.A. Times and said they'd seen the footage. It was McVeigh with six other guys.
That's right. And so, you know, whether it's the McMurrah building or whether it's O'Murrah building or whether it's 9/11, even the first World Trade Center building, these were clearly false flag operations involved with terrorists hired by the United States. And there was also a drill going on with airliners crashing into buildings going on the very day that 9/11 happened.
Explain why they do drills.
Well, drills, first of all, have two purposes. One, in case there's a problem, you know, they've got cover in the sense that they, if they want to back out, they've got cover. But more importantly, they tie up resources. They diminish the ability of first responders in aircraft or fighter aircraft during 9/11 to respond because it was just a drill. And so it stopped everyone from being locked into the position of immediately responding because they were conflicted with the fact that, is this a drill or is this real?
Yeah, that way they didn't respond to the first two, but then from what I have, refused orders by the third one and went ahead and it was recorded two AIM-9s, which I guess are sidewinders. And then, of course, then they wanted to cover that up, that basically Air Force people refused to follow orders to stand down.
Well, I had a call as editor of the World Affairs Brief from a tower operator at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey, and he said, you know, I personally got the order from the base commander to shut down the tower and not let any fighter aircraft take off. So there really were stand-down orders in this case. There's a couple of other things that are telltale signs about this Boston bombing. And one of those is that it's a low-grade explosive. If you see the pictures of that, you see red and orange fire associated with the explosives. You don't see that with high explosives. It's either zero light emission or it's white, pure white. There is no orange or red unless it's a low-grade explosive. And that indicates that this is something that can be easily blamed on an amateur, somebody domestic. It's very difficult to get high explosives unless you're government. I think that they have a reason to use low-grade explosives so they can more easily pin this on amateurs or someone who would appear to be involved in the American right wing. I don't know how they're going to do it yet. They certainly haven't had anyone claim responsibility. And if it's a normal terrorist attack, almost always you have an organization claim the purpose. I mean, what's the purpose of killing a lot of innocent people if you aren't going to dramatize your cause?
And make a demand.
And make your demands. And so
the demand is we're going to put TSA on the streets, sticking their hands down your pants, and army everywhere. And I've already seen this in Austin the last month. That's why I said they're getting close. Because I can't go to the kite festival. I can't go to a sporting event. Oh, here's the National Guard to search my bags and grab my wife. Now, Joel, expanding on this, I'm getting chatter, not just on air, but off air from military sources, that they were already told get ready for something this week and that bigger stuff's coming. Now they may just be testing them, but all the buildup, you know, well, where do you expect this to go? I know you don't like to speculate, but I mean, just looking at how they're already saying Al-Qaeda right-wing, Al-Qaeda right-wing, even if they don't blame it on right-wing later, they're already conflating the two terms.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's any way that you're going to hold a major mass marathon again without extreme security measures. In other words, it's going to justify TSA getting bigger and bodier in your face all of the time. And this is part of the reason for the shoe bombers and the various other bombers, which were fake bombers. There's no way that a trained terrorist would not know that you can't set off a plastic explosive in a shoe by a match. You cannot do it. Everybody knows that. Even Marine Corps, you know, corporals know that.
Well, that guy was completely drugged out of his mind, just like the other guy who we know got on the plane when the government got him on the plane.
That is right. But I do not believe, Alex, that this necessarily portends a major martial law event within a couple of days. I personally discount what this person who claimed to be low level in the Marine Corps was getting from so-called intel. Look, I'm an officer in the Marine Corps. I can tell you that even at higher officer, you don't get any leaks because the Marine Corps doesn't get this kind of intel. It just never happens, especially down at the lower levels. So I really think that there's a lot of people taking advantage to try to, you know, pretend like they know something. I'll bet you any amount of money you won't see anything in 2 days in terms of martial law.
No, I tend to agree with you because they want to roll things. They want to roll things out slowly. That's the way they're going to get us for sure. If they move too quick, it wakes people up. But
exactly.
But they've got state police coming out going, we're being told to prepare to have war with Christians. So the brainwashing is starting to get down to the lower levels. So I would imagine, you know, they're in a briefing going, big stuff could happen in the next few days. Get ready. Then there's a bunch of speculation. I mean,
but
I think
you got to remember, Alex, that a lot of this is to bait the right wing, to leak these things out. There is no way I can tell you that they will openly come out and say or tell these people we're going after because of the Christians. There's too many Christians in the state police. They would leak that, which they have. And what I'm saying is they're, I think, trying to bait Christians into some big uprising to make us look more radical than we really are. There is just no way that they would tell that because it isn't just Christians. That would raise too many questions. They can get away with saying it's the right-wing militia or it's the, and not even the Tea Party can they get away with particularly.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with you that it's energizing libertarians and conservatives and constitutionalists, but you're looking at it from the psychological perspective of why is it so over the top? This is debate. They've shifted into some other psych warfare systems where they do outrageous things to create a bigger normalcy bias. So down the road, we accept it. But I agree, they're not ready now.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying, is that we've got to be very careful of these leaks of imminency. I mean, there was one of the so-called North Carolina trooper who got on various internet shows and says the martial law was going to be in March and everything, and it never happened. And I'm just saying we really got to be careful. These guys are very smart what we're dealing with. They're not going to do anything that's going to prove that there's a conspiracy.
I agree with you. Now, let me expand on this. They're not happy that our reporter, Dan Badani, who's coming up, got into not one but two of the press conferences and took them over. And we got them to basically deny that there was even a drill, even though there were drills with them announcing everything's fine, relax, stay calm, this is just a drill. I mean, they're certainly not in control of the narrative, and they're hopping mad right now that we've injected the term false flag into the national narrative.
Well, let me tell you that here's a mainstream television news station in the Boston area, Local 15, interviewing the University of Mobile, Alabama's cross-country coach. His name is Ollie Stevenson, and he says he was at or near the finish line of Boston Marathon. There were serious explosives went off, and he thought that was odd. There were bomb-sniffing dogs at the start and finish lines. They kept making announcements to the participants not to worry, just a training exercise, just like you just said. Here is written and television confirmation with an interview that this is all true. In fact, he says, I don't believe it was just a training exercise.
Hey.
He says, I think they must have had some sort of threat suspicion called
sure.
in, and that's why they were there.
So their denial that they didn't have any idea is a pure lie. Well, have you heard Rob Dew, whose brother-in-law is in Army intelligence, pretty high level, and he's a champion marathon guy. He's on the marathon team for the Army. He was there, because his family's from New Jersey. He was there, and they pulled him out right towards the end and said, you need to go to the hospital. You're dehydrated. And he's like, what? And that's an order. Now, is that not pretty important?
Yeah, that's an indication that somebody had advance notice of that, and I'm convinced there was. So we're gonna wait and see what happens. I'm convinced they won't overplay this, other than to induce a lot more TSA scrutiny of every major event. And this will certainly justify it. I certainly would feel nervous about running a marathon.
So it's part of the incremental rollout of just soft martial law. We don't get there overnight. We just slowly cook.
And it does accustom people to increased scrutiny of the government. And I'm just covering the World Affairs Brief for Friday, this almost $4 billion Homeland Security building that several congressmen are trying to stop because of the cost overruns and all of the budget sequestration, et cetera. But, you know, one comment that one of the congressmen says, if we don't stop this now before they can get everybody under one roof, he says, we'll never be able to dismantle Department of Homeland Security. And I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah, and again, all those votes are happening right now. So this is a great diversion for the gun bills, the open border bills, and the Homeland Security takeover bill. And that's what I said at the start of the show, folks. Come back and tell me what you think about geopolitical movements. One more segment, then Dan Bondi's coming on, and then a bunch of other guests. But
in the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
All right, I'm kind of hyperventilating as usual just because I'm immersed in this stuff. But you look at videos where Californians sign petitions to confiscate firearms and, you know, arrest constitutionalists, and it really shows how much trouble this country's in. But talking to Joel Scales and he studies false flags, and then I want to look at Iran and North Korea briefly. Just everything is obviously heating up. I'm not saying it's all going to blow up tomorrow, but there are big events. There are big expansions. There are event horizons, and I think we've clearly entered one with a crescendo of propaganda. But how many police would they have involved? Obviously, they'd have an interagency secret unit within, so the other cops didn't know. They'd be right next to guys that were part of the drill. And then they think the cops are so dumb and so compartmentalized that they blow stuff up right in front of them, and then they don't even get it. Or if a cop does get it, like the police at Oklahoma City, they just kill them. How do they get away with stuff like this when it's so obvious?
Well, you've got to remember that there's a lot of questions. Police aren't dumb. They do see these same anomalies we do, but there's a tremendous amount of pressure inside. Don't say anything. And all of a sudden, you're stepping on national security issues. They use that all the time within local police forces to control what's going on. But they do keep it very compartmentalized so that the only people, there's only a handful that know that there's a false flag operation going on. A lot of people given assignments that are part of it that don't understand until it goes off, and then they're told a different story that this is actually, a terrorist attack.
What is the main motive? Get the agenda passed, divert everybody to this story while they get all the gun stuff, immigration stuff, homeland security stuff rafted through?
Well, in general, it does increase the amount of tension about terrorism. This will, to some extent, probably change a few votes on the gun bill. They're really close to not getting anything. If it weren't for taking Toomey, a supposed Republican, pro-gun person, and Joe Manchin, supposedly pro-gun, to bring out and do and carry water for the establishment, they wouldn't even got anything. But they're probably going to get some form of background checks, and there's a lot of false language and fine print in that Toomey Manchin bill that's very, very dangerous, that it's going to, end up registering a lot more weapons and bringing a lot more people under the guise of background checks, not just internet and gun show sales. But I think ultimately they are moving slowly enough that they're increasing the pressure. We won't know until they actually try to blame somebody for this Boston bombing, but I suspect it's going to be to insert a whole nother level of homeland security into the nation. I think that's what they're aiming for. And it's going to be at major sporting events. It's going to be at marathons. You're going to see homeland security and lots of...
They're already announcing that, we've had Army and TSA and Kentucky Derby, but now there'll be three times more, and it'll be in your town. Right. Everywhere. The idea that government, there were 400 troops there. There were checkpoints there. Didn't protect people. I mean, this is the takeover of society. Here's the article from Infowars.com. It links to a Washington Post and others. Homeland Security Chief threatens terror attacks and budget cuts go through. Remember, that was back, Aaron Dykes wrote that back in February 26th, a few months ago. And she said, if you cut funding, there will be more terror attacks. This is really pretty elementary what's happening.
That's a very good point. Great piece on your website there. They predicted it, and sure enough, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, we're going to break here in 1 minute. Give people the best website, because I know there's Joel Scalzin, but there's also World Affairs Brief. What's the best one for folks to go to?
Well, it is worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample issue of the North Korea analysis I'm giving by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
And you think that's going to blow over?
It is, Alex. And I'll tell you the special reason why I think that China allowed this to go through, and what they're going to gain from these future missile tests that are going to come through.
What is it?
Well, basically, they're going to launch a salvo of missiles to test our ballistic missile systems to see how many we can track and how many we can respond to. That's something that Russia and China have been waiting to test for a long time. And this gives them the excuse.
Wow. We'll talk to you again very, very soon.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off.
off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.